ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Mr. Race has an important prospective customer who casually remarked that his wife likes to play bridge and likes to win. Well, said Mr. Race, I don't know a better place she can come to win than our house. And so it was arranged for an evening of bridge this week. In the meantime, Jane, fed up with Mr. Race's sarcasm about her bridge, has secretly begun to take lessons. This episode is in alternate scenes between the bridge instructor's studio and Mr. Race's office. But first to the studio, where we find Jane and the instructor. Listen.
Please, Mr. Salby, I wish you'd teach me a little faster. I don't seem to be making any headwork at all.
I'll say there's no headwork.
Well, I told you I have to learn how to play by tonight. They're coming over tonight, and they're strangers. I never even met them. And I'm not going to have Mr. Ace balling me up the way he does in front of strangers every time we play bridge. I'm paying you to teach me how to play perfectly.
I can't do the impossible.
Well, it's a fine time to tell me. Why didn't you tell me you can't do the impossible? I could have gone to some... What do you mean, impossible? I heard that remark.
Mrs. Ace, I've taught bridge for some 10 odd years.
Well, it must have been very odd if this is the way you
My
do.
My dear Mrs. Ace.
Please, Mr. Salby, let's not get personal.
Personal? I'm not getting personal. I'm trying to be as impersonal as I can. I'm trying to show you the fundamentals of a sound bridge game. This is your third lesson, and you know as little about it as you did the first day I saw you.
Well, why don't you concentrate a little more?
I?
If you'd only try harder, you could teach me what you're trying to
My
teach.
Dear Mrs. Ace.
Please, Mr. Selby, I must remind you that I'm a married woman.
I don't care if you're...
Well, I do. Now, let's just think about bridge.
That would be a change.
Yes. I told you that my husband is bringing over Mr. and Mrs. Hudson, and he told me they want to play bridge. Well, I thought this would be my big chance to surprise him. But you're not teaching me fast enough. Well, Mr. Selby.
Will you please pick up those cards, Mrs. Ace?
All right.
Where were we?
You were saying something about this card and that card.
I said discard.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Discard. Dis. D-I-S. I was saying that when you discard, you must discard a card above a 5 spot. Well, don't look so blank.
That's not blank, that's thinking. I was thinking of a card above a 5. Like a 6, you mean?
Like a 6. That's marvelous, my dear Mrs. Ace.
Now, Mr. Selby.
I said you must discard above a 5 spot. In that way, you signal your partner that you have a high card in that suit.
Signal?
Yes, and don't look so shocked. Bridge is a game of information. You must inform your partner in every legitimately possible way just what you hold. For instance... If your partner leads the ace of spades, and you have the king of spades, you will drop on his ace of spades a card higher than a 5, to let him know that you have the king.
To let him know that I
yes,
have...
Yes, in that way, he'll know how to play the hand.
But I don't want to tell him how to play.
Tell who?
My husband. I want to play better than he does. And if I'm paying you to teach me and you want me to tell him how to play, well, what good is it?
What good is it indeed?
See? Let him figure his hand out. I just want to show him that I can play better than he does.
Mrs. Ace, do you have to learn to play bridge?
Do I have? Well, sure I do. They're coming over tonight, and I want to surprise him.
You will.
Well, not if we just sit here talking. Now, what else should I do? Let's just forget about discarding my biggest card. Just tell me some things that I can do myself without giving him the information, too.
But bridge is a game of information.
Yes, but you can just give me the information, can't you? After all, I'm paying you myself. I'm paying you out of my hardly earned money. Why should I tell him things that I learned?
Can't I make you understand that in order to play bridge well, two partners must constantly give each other information? They must.
They must?
They certainly must.
Well, how would it be if I gave him the wrong information? Then he'd make the mistake.
Give him the wrong?
Yes, and let him see what it's like to play wrong. That's a good idea, isn't it? I'll just give him the wrong information.
You don't need a bridge teacher for that, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, but I have to know all the other things besides the information, don't I?
I tried to show you all there is to know. We've gone over the bidding 100 times.
Yes, I think I know about the bidding.
Oh, you think you do?
Yes. Do you want me to go over it again?
It won't hurt, Mrs. Ace.
Well, I'll start from the beginning. You have to bid when you've got, was it 2 tricks?
To bid, you must have 2.5 tricks.
Yes, if I've got 2.5 tricks.
But, Mr. Hudson, if you'll only make me some sort of a bid on the property, I might be able to talk my client.
No, I told you I'd rather your client gave me his rock-bottom price.
Well, I asked him to, but he's as cautious as you are, I suppose. He wants to know just how much you're willing to spend.
Well, to tell the truth, Mr. Ace, it's not entirely up to me.
Well, who is it up to?
Well, you see, Mrs. Hudson sort of...
Oh, Mrs. Hudson sort of...
Yeah, she likes to feel that she manages our affairs. That is, our household affairs, just as I manage my business. And as this is a home we're buying, she rather feels it's in her department.
Oh, I see.
That's how it is.
Well, when we go out to look at the place this afternoon, won't we be able to get some sort of word from Mrs. Hudson as to how much she wants to spend?
We might.
Oh, we might,
and
huh?
And then again, we might not.
Oh, we might not.
Yes, you see... Well, to be frank, Mr. Ace, Mrs. Hudson is not in too good a mood today.
Oh.
Yes, you see, well, we played bridge last night. I think I told you that bridge makes up most of her life.
Yes, that's why I've arranged this game for tonight.
Yes, and she's very anxious to play, too.
Well,
but you see, last night we lost.
Oh, you lost. And that's why she's not in such a good...
Mrs. Hudson is a very cheerful winner, Mr. Ace.
Oh, cheerful. But how much could you have lost?
Oh, it's not the amount of money, Mr. Ace. I don't have to tell you that the few dollars we either win or lose at bridge matter a great deal.
No, I didn't imagine it would.
It's just that she hates to lose. It's become an obsession with her. We were up most of the night arguing, discussing the hands we held and the way they were played, you know.
I see. Well, that is going to be rather difficult. But I know what. I'll get her out of that mood tonight. Wait till she plays bridge with us, Mr. Hudson.
Well, I hope we do better, though.
Oh, don't worry about that. I mean, well, just don't worry about it.
But I wish you'd not be too insistent with her for the time being. I told her to drop in. We just sort of talk things over.
Of course, I understand just how you...
Oh, there you are. There you are, my dear. Come right in. I was just telling Mr. Reeves that you'd be in. We were just going out to lunch, the three of us, and then we'd drop over to the home and have a look around. How are you, my pet?
I'm quite well.
Oh, Mr. Ace, this is Mrs. Hudson.
How do you do, Mrs. Hudson?
I'm quite sure the price is too high on that home, Mr. Ace.
Oh, but I think we might...
My mind's made up not to overpay.
Oh, of course, I don't blame
you.
I
told Mr. Ace, my pet.
You told him what?
Well, I told him I'd have to think it over.
I'll think it over. After all, the home is my department. I don't tell you how to run your business.
Exactly.
Sure, that's no more than fair.
And my mind's made up that we squander entirely too much money. We've got to put a stop to it. We can't afford it.
Of course we can.
But I wish you'd think of that more often, Mr. H. You could have thought of it a little more often last night.
Oh, now let's forget about last night, my dear. Mr. H has arranged a nice little game for us tonight. Haven't you, Mr. Ace?
Well, I would be more than pleased if you two would come out tonight. Mrs. Ace is...
And you play the strong note, Trump?
The strong...
We do. It's the best method.
Oh, sure. We can play the strong nose drop. I'm sure it won't make any difference to Mrs. Ace.
Well, now, that's fine. Now, see there? Everything's arranged just right.
Yes. Now, what do you say to a little lunch?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, you're not?
But my pet, we thought we'd have a bite to eat first.
I just had my breakfast.
Oh, this late?
I slept late, Mr. Ace.
Oh, yes. You see, we got to bed so late last night.
And fell asleep so much later, Mr. Ace.
Yes, we fell asleep so much later.
Well, would you rather just run out to the home and take a look around now?
I warn you, Mr. Ace, the price will have to be just right, or there'll be no sale at all. I'm in no mood to be trifled with.
Well, we might be able to arrange the price. I feel sure we can arrange your mood.
What's that?
Well, suppose we leave the details until tomorrow to talk about. I mean, we can look over the home first, have our little bridge game tonight, and then maybe tomorrow we can settle the whole thing. How does that strike you?
Well, you keep telling me so many different things, Mr. Selby. I wish you'd make up your mind just how
But every hand calls for a different sort of bid, Mrs. Ace. Every hand has its own problem. You must learn them all.
But I haven't time to learn everything before tonight, have I?
There isn't that much time in the world, my dear Mrs. Ace.
Now, Mrs. Selby.
Mrs. Ace, will you please... Oh, I don't know what...
Oh, I don't know how I can learn all this. I can't have you standing behind me telling me what to do while we're playing.
Perhaps you'd like to have me phone you.
Phone? Say, there's an idea.
What idea?
You can telephone me. Why, that's good. You can keep calling me up all through the game, and I can go to the phone and tell you what my hand is, and you can tell me just how to play it and how to bid and everything.
Well, I never...
Well, it'll just be like another lesson. I'll pay you for it.
Oh, you'll pay me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get extra for night work, you know, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, I'll pay anything, just so I can surprise him. Now, look, we'll have the game in Mr. Ace's den. It's nice and comfortable in there. Then when the phone rings in the living room, I can go out and answer it, and I can tell you what my hand is, and you can tell me what to do. I'll talk kind of soft so they can't hear.
But how will I know when to call you?
Well, we'll start playing about 8:30, and then you can start calling. You can call ever so often, and I'll answer the phone.
I've never heard of such an idea.
Yes, isn't it good? I'm so excited, and won't he be surprised when I play good? Well, I guess I better hurry home and make sure our phone's not out of order. Now, you be sure to keep calling me up.
But, Mrs. Ace, I've tried to teach you a few...
Oh, I'll try to remember some of the things, like what you just said about when somebody bids two or something to start with. What did you say it was, a command?
A demand bid, yes. You must bid when your partner makes an original bid of two.
I must bid when my partner makes...
Like this hand I was showing you just a moment ago. Here it is. You had to bid two clubs, didn't you?
Two clubs, yes.
Well, that immediately gives your partner information that you want the bidding kept open. You have a very large hand. Now, here, I was your partner. When you bid two, I must bid.
I understand.
I take you out in my best suit.
Now, Mr. Selby, I have no time for foolishness. I told you I'm a married woman, not just because I'm letting you call me up tonight. Remember...
Now, there's a scheme for you. If it works, it looks like Mr. Ace's plan to get Mrs. Hudson in a good mood is shot to pieces. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.